Welcome back to the Bob Harden Show. And now here's your host, Bob Harden.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Gulf Coast International Properties of Naples. The website is gcipnaples.com. That's gcipnaples.com. Or you can call Gulf Coast International Properties of Naples at 239-572-3799. Also, stop by Gulf Coast International Properties of Naples at Waterside Shops. Coming up, we're going to visit with Michael O'Neill, the Vice President for Landmark Legal Foundation. Right now, we have with us Keith Maples. He's the CEO of the Neighborhood Health Clinic. Keith, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, Keith. And Neighborhood Health Clinic is a terrific organization. Maybe you could tell us about it.
Absolutely, Bob. You know, the Neighborhood Health Clinic has been around now 27 years. We started in 1999. Nancy and Bill Lashide, Dr. Bill Lashide, started the clinic in 1999. They actually retired and thought about the needs in the community and realized that there were a lot of people that were needing health care in our community. So they started this clinic, saw 8 patients that first day. And now we see over 12,000 patient visits a year, over 30,000 procedures a year, and provide health care to the working, uninsured adults here in the community. We're very proud of that. And again, our patients, they don't pay for the services. They make a donation, $10 for every 30 days, and that goes to the operations of the clinic, but it has no bearing on their care. So we provide that care for the chronically ill, uninsured, working low-income adults here in Collier County.
Terrific organization. And again, just, the website is neighborhoodhealthclinic.org, neighborhoodhealthclinic.org. I hope you'll check it out. And by the way, you know, I think 94 cents, I think, out of every dollar goes to healthcare. No government funding, which is just amazing. And this includes the money actually funds of patient care and the doctors. Most of the doctors and nurses are volunteers, are they not?
Absolutely, Bob. So we have over 700 volunteers, and we exist because of that. I mean, again, all of our medical professionals are volunteers. That's because we had the ability to get a law passed back 27 years ago. Actually, you got it passed in 1991. Nancy and Bill worked with our county government, our state legislators, to get sovereign immunity. So sovereign immunity allows our volunteers to basically volunteer their time as long as they're licensed here in the state of Florida, and they don't have to have malpractice insurance. So it allows a lot of medical professionals who are retired to donate their time. So again, our clinic provides all that care to our patients with volunteers, and we're very proud of that. Something else that's pretty neat is the clinic actually leverages every donated dollar 7 times. So somebody makes a $100 gift, a $1,000 gift, it's leveraged 7 times. Wow. To provide direct patient care for our patients. So we provide about $27 million in patient care on an annual basis on a $4.3 million budget. As you mentioned, we're privately funded. We take no government dollars, no insurance, and we're very proud of that. It allows us to basically make those changes necessary to provide the care for our patients. Because again, we're patient first, and we're able to do that because we're privately funded.
Now, you recently opened the Candy and Bill Ravis Pathology Laboratory, which is amazing because you continue to expand services and ways to support your clientele. How's that going?
So it's very exciting, Bob. You know, we're very unique in that relationship. So when we opened the Candy and Bill Ravis Pathology Laboratory, it allowed us to add more equipment and more services within our campus. So it's a partnership with Naples Pathology. They manage that building. They basically have all of their services within that building. But they've also taken on the responsibility to provide for us at no cost. Basically services within the labs. And so we added HPV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B equipment that allows us to provide more human for women's services. And that was the availability through the Schoonmaker Foundation. So they provided us the ability to add a lot of those women's services and cardiology and pathology services to the clinic so we can provide that. We're very proud of that. It's a 11,000 square foot building. You know, our campus, when we initially started back in 1999, was about 500 square feet. Today, we're over 43,000 square feet. Again, we take no government dollars. We have no debt. We have no mortgages, no bills. We pay for everything. So it's very exciting because, again, we're able to provide those that care and services to such an important population within our community.
Absolutely. Now, what happens if somebody, for example, has a situation, perhaps a disease, that can't be serviced by the health clinic?
So we very much work with the community. So if there's individuals that do not qualify or we can't provide the services necessary for them in the community, we find basically a place for them to go. We're very fortunate that we have relationships with NCH, other hospitals within our system that provide the care necessary. So, you know, for instance, if somebody comes to us that's a patient at the clinic that needs a, let's say they need a pacemaker. We'll work with the hospital. They'll get that pacemaker, and then they stay a patient of Neighborhood Health Clinic. And so it's very important to us that we continue to provide that care and services for our patients. So, you know, again, if somebody doesn't qualify for the clinic, we find where they can qualify for. We've realized that Collier County is a unique community that is developed for private services to provide all that care for the community. And so we work together, and it's very important to us. You know, Collier County is, as I look at it, is a three-tiered approach for healthcare. You know, you have your top peer, which is the hospital systems. Then you have the middle tier, which is the federally qualified healthcare for people that have insurance or they can afford a sliding scale. And then the third tier is the neighborhood health clinic, which is the tier that provides care for those that don't have insurance or the inability to pay. So we're able to partner with the community and provide that care for so many people in need.
And so important. And again, just underscoring the fact there's no debt at the Neighborhood Health Clinic and there's no government funding whatsoever. So that really underscores the importance of contributions. Maybe you could tell us, you apparently have a matching gift program that's coming up for the month of April through May.
Yes, absolutely. So starting in April through Mother's Day, we work with a wonderful foundation, the Gerald Fitzgerald Jr. Foundation. And we've done this a couple years now that they make a donation to the clinic and they double gifts between now and Mother's Day for the clinic. And it's been something that we've had for the last, I believe, 3 years now.
Wow.
That we're very proud of because, again, it's somebody that understands the needs in our community and realizes that they want to make a difference. And understanding that, again, when you make that donation, it's leveraged 7 times for direct patient care and patient services. So it's very important to us. So if you make a gift, you go online to, again, as you mentioned, neighborhoodhealthclinic.org. You make that gift between now and Mother's Day. You mention the double your gift promotion, and your gift will be doubled by the Gerald Fitzgerald Jr. Foundation.
Just terrific. And again, such an important organization. Bill and Nancy Lashide, Dr. Bill and Nancy Lashide started the organization these years ago. They would be so proud of what the Neighborhood Health Clinic has accomplished. And you're doing great work, Keith, and a great organization. Neighborhood Health Clinic, neighborhoodhealthclinic.org is the website. Keith, really appreciate your commentary here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. It's always great to be on your show.
Thank you so much, Keith. All right, coming up, we're going to be visiting with Michael O'Neill. He is the Vice President for Landmark Legal Foundation. That and more right here on the Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of the Bob Bob Harden Show, here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.